Well, I can't stay too long. Got to take these boots back to the hotel so my brother can go out for a little while. It's only fair he's wearing the underwear tonight. I got a pretty nice brother. My brother used to race cars. Until I tripped him one time and he damn near got run over. He's a pretty good guy, though. He gave me this watch for my birthday. This watch got a lifetime guarantee on it. Stopped running, a little razor blade comes out and slits your wrist. I'm glad he didn't give me a pocket watch. Of course, this watch fits in with a lot of useless shit that I collect, see. I believe that's a man's purpose in life, is to collect useless shit. See, women understand what I mean. They know men collect useless shit. That's right. If you don't believe men collect useless shit, go home with them. Look in their underwear drawer. A man will wear a pair of drawers till the body acid eats it off of him. Won't be nothing left but a little elastic strip. Two strings hanging off of it. A little brown stripe down the back. Cars are a pain, I tell you. Especially when you got to go to the gas station. God, all over the country now, they got these gas stations, they got mini service, maxi service, self service. Only thing left now is no service. They give you a mountain of drill and tell you go find that shit yourself. Then they got enough nerve to lock up their damn restrooms. A gas station locking up their restroom. Do people steal them things pretty regular? Can you imagine somebody plotting to steal a restroom? Hey, Goober, come here. I'm going to knock down that door. You run in there and grab that urinal real quick. That'll look good on the hood of your truck. I can't speak for everybody, but when I go to the gas station to go to the restroom, I got to go. I don't have time to play no damn games. You park your car, throw your bladder out, and pretty much just follow the damn thing. But they mess with you. You know, you get up close to the door, you don't realize that door is locked. So you have a natural tendency to relax a little bit. Then that door handle is like grabbing a bolt of lightning. Like, ooh. By the way, you try to suck it back up. I can't speak for women, but for men, once that round's in the chamber, you got to pull that trigger, buddy. You got all this excruciating pain shooting through your body. But the other parts of your body tried to help you out. You ever notice how your toes dig in? The hair on your leg kind of pushes up. Hell, you could crush beer cans with the cheeks of your butt. Now you gotta walk again. Yeah, you walking like a naked man in San Francisco now. Gotta walk all the way around the building to get the key. Got old Goober Habib in there. Wearing that Holiday Inn towel around his head there. He looks out the window, sees you walking like a duck. You think he's not gonna play with you? Boy, hello, welcome. You will have to jump for this key. Well, you can do it. They got enough nerve to give you the damn key about that big, 2 inches long, with a 16-foot piece of lumber on the end of it. Yeah, get a hernia carrying this big old piece of wood back around there. I stand the wood up and go behind the wood. It's not worth the trip. I think it'd be a lot easier if you could just go out behind a tree on the side of the road somewhere. Close them damn gas station restrooms up. Of course, men wouldn't mind going out behind a tree, because men could piss anywhere. Long as we got a target, we can cut loose. Hell, we'll knock cigarette butter out for a half an hour. Don't let a bug fly by. Hell, we get it all over each other trying to knock a bug out of there.